got low numbers today. So everybody must know numbering systems. Okay. I went to the handout that we looked at last week and just brought it up so that you can see the decimal and the hexadecimal instead of my writing these all out. Okay, so go in and kind of scroll down a little ways if you want to find it. It's the handout that I gave you, and if you just keep scrolling down, you'll eventually get there. Okay, so this has binary, decimal, and hexadecimal, and they're all zeros. And then we go to one, and they all have ones. Okay, then we come down, and I'm mainly going to look at the decimal and hexadecimal for a minute. 8 is the same in both decimal and hexadecimal. 9 is the same in both decimal and hexadecimal. But hexadecimal has 16 digits. Okay, so hex is base 16, which means 16 digits. Okay, so when it gets to 9, it still has more digits to go. So it goes 9, A, B, C, D, E, F, and runs through all 16 digits. And then when it hits F, it's ready to go over to the next position. Okay, so you see 10 there. It's not 10, it's 10. And in fact, it is equivalent to 16 in decimal.
But it's only like the one in binary?
Yes. So if you have 9 and you add 1 to it in hex, it goes to A. And if I add 1 to it, it goes to B. And if I add 1, it goes to C. And if I add 1, it goes to D. And D plus 1 is E, E plus 1 is F, and F plus 1, that's the highest digit.
10.
So F plus 1 is the max, so when I add 1 to it, it goes to 10.
Can you
exactly.
Just imagine that being in an old math class?
Huh?
I can't just imagine being in a normal math class and someone asks me, what's 10 plus 1, it's A.
That's right. Well, if they tell you they're learning hexadecimal, then in fact that's what it is. How many of you had some numbering systems in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of high schools get into numbering systems. Okay. So F plus 1 is 10, and then I keep going. 10 plus 1, or not 10. In fact, I said, you're not supposed to say 10, you're supposed to say 10, because 10 has implications of 10 ones. And it's not 10 ones, it's 16 ones. Right, but if you hear somebody say 10, you don't say, what numbering system are you in? You basically think of 10. Okay? So, anyway, this is the hexadecimal numbering system. Okay, so it goes, 10 is an A, 11 is a B, 12 is a C, 13 is a D, 14 is an E, and 15 is an F. And basically you learn those just by doing it long enough. You end up learning those. Okay, now, the reason hexadecimal was chosen as the numbering system we're learning is because every I also would like a bigger cord on the mouse. Thank you very much. Okay. Every hexadecimal digit, every hexadecimal digit can be represented with 4 binary bits. And the reverse is true. Every 4 binary bit digits equals 1 hex. Now, why was that important? Because when we go to computer codes, which we're going to be looking at later today, hopefully, when you go to computer codes, a computer code ASCII, which is the one we're looking at, is 8 binary bits. So if I have 8 binary bits and I split that in half, I've got 4 bits. And every 4 bits can be represented with a hexadecimal digit. So if I'm doing a dump of memory, it's a lot easier to dump it in hex and see 2 hexadecimal digits than it is to dump it in binary and try to figure out 8 bits. So that's why hexadecimal is used. And as I said, we'll see that when we get into looking at codes. But that's the reason for learning hexadecimal, is so that when you look at binary, you can look at the hexadecimal representation of it, and you get 2 digits to worry about as opposed to 8 digits to worry about. Okay? And I can translate those 2 a lot easier than I can translate 8. For one thing, when I see a string of zeros and ones, I have to go through and make lines with 8. With 2, I can manage to handle it better. Okay? So that's why hexadecimal was chosen. Okay, so the first thing we're going to look at is we're going to go back and look at the base of 16. So I'm going to go back in here and insert a blank page. Okay. So, just like binary had powers of 2 underneath, this has powers of 16, because the base is 16. Okay, so 16 to the 0 is defined as 1. 16 to the first is defined as 16. 16 squared is 256. 16 cubed is 4096. And somebody with a calculator open, tell me what 16 to the fourth is.
65,536.
Nice. Yeah, well, she said the
thing. 65,000
what?
536.
So, those are the powers of 16, okay? So, if I come back over to the notes that I had open and come up here, okay? So, if I take and I say, here is the hexadecimal numbering system, and I've got 16 to the 0, 16 to the 1st, 16 squared, 16 cubed. And then I have my base value up there. And if I want to convert to decimal, I multiply the face value times the positional value. Okay? And you can see the example there. So if I come back over to this example, and I put a face value of 1F8C, okay, and I want to convert this over. I'm multiplying face value times positional value, okay? So I've got 1 times 4,096. And then I have F. And F is how many digits? What is F in decimal? So I'm saying basically take 15 and multiply multiply it by 256. So 256 times 15. And somebody tell me if I don't do the math right. Okay, I'm getting 3840. Sarah, is that right? You got your calculator sitting there.
I got 3840.
Yep, okay. And then 8 times 16 is what? 6 8s of 48, carry the 4, 128. And C times 1 is what? 12. So if I add these up, because C is a 12, when I add these up, I've got 6, 7, 9, 7 maybe? 7, 9, 7, 6. Okay, so that is what this would be in decimal. Base 10. Okay, so this requires a little bit more side math, having your calculator open or practicing multiplying skills. Yeah.
Your answer's wrong.
It's, my answer's wrong.
8,076.
Yeah, you're right. I should have carried a one. No, am I? 8,076?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. Somewhere along the line, I lost 100, huh?
Yeah.
8,076. Now again, if I were doing this, I would also check it on the calculator. Okay, and if you bring up the calculator, where am I? Programs. Accessories.
Yeah.
And bring up the calculator. And what one do I want? I want the programmer calculator. So if I bring up the programmer calculator, notice that the programmer calculator has all of the things that you need to have in there. And so you can use this to check your answer, which is why I said everybody should pass in the right answer. When you pass the work in, if you want to get higher than a C, and I mean a 70 for the C, then you have to show me the work. Okay, so in other words, you get C if you can use the calculator. If you want to get higher than a 70, you got to show me the work and pass that in. But you can certainly are welcome to check your work by going into the calculator and doing the conversion. So if I have a hex, I think this is how it works. If I have a hex number, and what did I have? 1F8C. So it's 1F8C. And I say equals. Okay, no, I guess I'm supposed to say I want to see that in decimal.
There you go.
And there it is. I'm supposed to click decimal, what I want to see it in. So I entered 1F8C, and then I said I wanted to see what that was in decimal. Okay. So 1F8C, that's the hex. And then I click on the decimal, and it shows me the decimal answer. Okay, so basically, in other words, your answers should all be correct because you can easily check the answers using the programmer calculator.
Do you have to, like,
download a special program or calculator?
It comes on my computer at home. It comes here, so I'm assuming that it comes on yours. Okay? If you are using an Apple product, I'm not sure. But, because I've never checked the calculator on my Apple to see if it works, but...
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a third party.
It works at home. Okay? So that's how you can go in and check this stuff. Okay, so now, if we go back and I give you D, 8B, and I say I want that in decimal, what is it? Anybody got an answer?
Do we need help trying to figure it out?
What?
So I use the calculator, so.
So now do it without the calculator and see if you come to the same answer. I don't know the answer, so.
No. I think that's the guy.
Go ask him, he did it with the calculator.
So are we adding these up or one?
Face value times positional value. And then you add up the answers.
Yes.
So you're doing multiply D times 256, A times 16, B times 1, and getting three answers that you're then adding up.
Oh, I see. So am I taking the face value of the D in decimal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So D is what? 13, right?
Yeah.
A is 10, B
yeah.
is 11, C is 12,
oh,
so
yeah,
D
right.
is 13.
Yeah.
And that's what fingers are for, okay?
Okay, yeah.
A is 10, B is 11, C is 12, D is 13, E is 14, and then F is 15.
It's going to be a big number, huh? 13 or 256?
Yep. Where's the code? Where's the what? Program. Go to calculator. Good. Now view. And then go to programmer. There you go.
So is anybody having issues trying to convert the D and the B?
That's just multiplying this, and I need this one. And then this one is going to be 11, right? And then I have to add those together.
Yeah.
So 3, 4, 6, 7 is your answer.
I don't know. I haven't got that by yet.
What do you got?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yes, 3, 4, 6, 7 is what I came up with too.
Square.
Huh?
Is that only the one you do? calculate doesn't work.
Right. You're right. And as long as you happen to have a programming calculator in your pocket at all times, we're all set. So you can get a C on this assignment. Your call. So. D8B is the number. I write the powers of 16 underneath them. And again, eventually I'll go to writing 116 to 56 instead of writing 16 to the zero and all that. So now I'm saying, okay, this is the face value up here. This is the face value. And this is, multiply it by the positional value. So the face value is 13, because D is a 13. So 13 times 256 plus 8 times 16 plus B is an 11. So 11 times 1 gets me the answer. Okay. Now let's go back and do it the other way. If I start out with 3, 4, 6, 7 in decimal. Okay, so I've got 3, 4, 6, 7 in decimal. Yeah, right. Not to the power of 10, base 10. And I want to find out what it is in binary. Okay? So, what I start out with, again, is I want to know how many, well, let me write it out. 16 to the 0 is 1. 16 to the 1st. I keep writing them up here. Sorry about that. This is a Monday for me, apparently.
It's my Monday, too.
16 to the 0. Okay. If I write it up at the top, it's a power. If I write it down below, it's a base, is 1. 16 to the 1st is 16. 16 to the 2nd power is what? No, I'm...
256.
Yeah,
how
you doing it?
Now I'm doing it wrong.
Doing it?
Yeah, I told me this is Monday.
I knew what I was doing.
There's the base, and I looked up there. But here's the power. Dear God. All right, 16 to the 0 is 1. 16 to the 1st is 16. See, if you can tell me how stupid I'm being, then you understand. So that's a good thing, all right? I do it on purpose, just so you have to correct me. Okay?
That was awesome.
Anybody buying it? Yes. And even the board understands.
There we go.
The board was pretending the marker was an eraser.
Huh?
The board was thinking the marker was an
eraser. That's right, exactly. Okay, so what I do is I look at that and say, how many, I keep writing these down until I get a number that's bigger than the number I'm starting out with. 4,096 is bigger.
Yep.
So I can't use that. Okay, so I can forget about that. So my next thing is, how many 256s can I subtract from 3, 4, 6, 7? Okay, how many 256s can I subtract? So I got 3, 4, 6, 7, and I'm going to start out with 10 of them. So 2, 5. Yeah.
No, you don't want the 5 there.
As I said, take me home. And now it's going to think that's an eraser, probably. No?
No, thank God.
Good. So if I want to, I could say subtract 10 256s from it and see what's left. Or I can use a calculator and try to figure out. But what I'm trying to figure out is how many 256s can I subtract from here. Okay, 13, because we know the answer already. But you have to basically go through that and figure out how many. So what I frequently do is 2560, so I'm subtracting 10 times 256, and that is leaving me with 709, right?
Yep.
So 907, now how many 256s can I take from that? And it's pretty clear that I can take 3 from that, okay? So 256 times 3 is 867, right?
Yeah.
I don't trust myself anymore. All right.
That looks right.
So if I subtract 768, that is 3 times 256. And what have I got left? 139, right?
Why wouldn't you just divide it?
You can, but I don't. I can divide it and come up with an answer. That's an alternative way of doing it. Divide it in. I don't know why, but I do this. I can do this kind of in my head, so I do that. But that came up with 139, so I know I can't get any more 256s. So I know that I have 13 of these, and so I write down the D. So how many 16s can I subtract from 139? Okay, and I go through and figure that out, and it turns out that we know it's 8. So 16 times 8 is 180, 128, right? So I got 128, which is 8 times 16. So I put the 8 here, and that gives me 11 left. And so I'm going to put 11 here, which is a B. Okay, so that's how I went back from the other. And as he said, you could just do the divide, 256 into 3467.
So that's decimal to hex?
Yeah.
Two spaces to check the
word. To hex. And since we know that I clearly am having a Monday, that 2 should have been a 16. Okay, there we have it. All right. I think we're eventually coming up with the right answers, but it's taking a little challenge. Okay, so that is converting decimal to hex. So I basically have to figure out which places I have to put information. And I can't use 16 cubed, but I can use 16 squared. So then the next question comes, how many? Now, when we were converting to binary, it was really nice because the how many is a 0 or a 1. And so you can pretty much do that in your head. Now we're starting to how many 256s. Most of us can't do that in the heads, okay? So you can either do a divide, or I tend to do it this way for some reason, huh?
Divide's a lot easier.
And that's fine, if you like the divide. For some reason, I do it that way, and as I said, I can more do it in my head, I think, a little bit. But go ahead and do the divide. Okay? So 3467 divided by 256. Okay? What does that give you?
13.
Okay? And you ignore the decimals that come after it. You're looking for the whole number. So you just take the 13, and then that leaves you with 139, and you divide 8 into 139, and so forth. So that's how you do those conversions. Okay? Questions? Okay, so that's where we are with the hexadecimal. What I want to do now is take a look at codes. So we're going to go in. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, there's examples of all of that there. Once you get down to codes, stay off this handout. Because I did codes like Ipsedic, which is a lovely code, but it's also a historic code. And as I said, this handout, huh?
It's not used anymore?
I don't think anybody uses Ipsidic. So we're going into a reference for ASCII. And I think this is a fairly good reference, so that's why I'm bringing it up.
ASCII, is that two I's? Yes.
ASCII. If you just click on my particular handout, okay, I gave you a reference for ASCII, and so you want to click on that. Okay, so these are talking about the characters, basically, that you can hit on the keyboard, etc. And here is an A. And what we're going to look at is the hexadecimal for an A. So you can see that A is a hexadecimal 41. And it is a decimal 65. I'm looking at a capital A. Before we go any further, notice lowercase a is a totally different configuration.
Yep.
So uppercase A and lowercase a are totally different characters. And that's why some things are very case sensitive. If they're not case sensitive, it's because there's code behind the scenes that says basically, okay, this is the configuration of a small a, this is a configuration of a capital A. Is it either of those? If it's not case sensitive. Okay, so it checks to see if it's either of them. So basically an A is 65 decimal and 41 hex. Okay, so an A is 65 in decimal. And it is a 41 in hex. Okay, so those are the information that it gave you. Now, remember that I said that hex translates into four characters and four characters. So the four and the one. So I'm now going to represent a 4 in hex. So I'm going to have 1, 2, 4, 8, and I'm turning on the 4. And then I've got 1, 2, 4, 8 again, and I'm turning on the 1. Okay, and anything that is not turned on, I am doing this. And that is the binary code that will be stored when you hit a capital A. Okay, so that is the binary code for a capital A. Yep. Let's look at B.
I don't see how you get the two sets of four. Like, how did you get the 1 through 8 twice?
Because every 4 binary bits can be turned into 1 hexadecimal bit. Every 4 binary bits can be represented with 1 hexadecimal. Okay, and that's why we chose hex as opposed to another numbering system, because of this, 4 bits can make 1 hex. 4 of them can make 1 hex. And so that's why I did 1248, 1248. Okay. So, if I get a B, go over there and tell me what a B is in decimal and what a B is in hex. Huh?
66.
Right. Now, notice a pattern here. Okay? The pattern is A was 65 in decimal, B is 66. It was 41 in hex, the next one up is 42 in hex. Okay? So I've got 42 in hex, and again I write 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I turn on the 2. And I turn on the 4. and then anything that's not turned on is zeros. And so this is a B. So if I hit the capital B on my keyboard, what is being stored as is 01000010. Now the 42 is a lot easier to read than 01000010. It's a lot easier to say also. So that's why hex is used, because it's a very easy translation. Okay? If I were to give you the hex of 4E, okay, first of all, go to the chat and tell me what letter 4E is. Okay. If I look down the hex column till I get to 4E, 4E is an N, right? 4E is a capital N. Okay, so we're going to go back over here and say, okay, if 4E is a capital N, and if I have 4 and E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do I turn on to get the E? What's an E? 14, and what do I turn on to get 14? 8, 4, 2, and 1. Which one do I turn on? Which
eight,
ones
eight,
do
four,
I turn?
Two.
8, 4, 2.
0.
So that's an N. Okay. So that's an N. H-I-K-L-M-N-O. What's an O going to be? What's an O going to be?
4F.
And so what's it going to be over here? F is 15, exactly. How do I write 15?
All of that.
That's right, all of them. Okay, so all of them. So 4F is an O. Okay. What about a P? What's a P?
5O.
So after 4F, what comes next?
5O.
Okay, so if I go over here and I say, okay, 4F, because we've seen a pattern, right? 4E plus 1 is 4F, plus 1 is 50, because 1 plus F, put down the 0, carry the 1, 50. So a P is going to be 50. So P is 50 in hex. And so that's going to be written as what? Five and zero. How do I write 5?
0101.
That's right. It's 0101. 1, 2, 4, 8. Turn on the 4 and the 1, and I get a 5. And all zeros over here. Okay? So that's how I write a P. And then what's a Q going to be? If a P is 50, what's a Q going to be?
51.
Okay, so that's basically how this progresses as I go through it. Okay, so Q is 51, QR, right? R is 52, and so forth. S is 5-3, and it just keeps going like that. Okay? So the decimal number. Okay.
Yep.
Say that again?
Would you always use the 1248?
Yes, if you don't have it memorized, basically. It's always the 1248. I've done it often enough now that I don't bother to write them under there because I know that it's 1248, 1248. But, you know, if you write them underneath it, it reminds you what's going on there. Now, where did the 65 decimal come from? Okay, so I've got insert blank sheet, and A is 65 in decimal, and it was 41 in hex. So, 65. If I write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? And remember when I converted to decimal, I had 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 squared, 2 cubed, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th, 2 to the 6th, 2 to the 7th. And they run 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. Okay, so that's how I went when I was converting binary to decimal. Well, same thing happens when I'm converting binary to decimal or decimal to binary. If I say I've got 65 there, I can't use 128, but I can use 64. And when I use 64, what's left? 1. So that means I can use the 1. And everything else in between is zeros. Now, if I take that number that I just did, and I look at it like this, I've got the 4 and the 1, which is the hex. So I've got a hexadecimal representation, and I can also do a decimal representation. Yeah.
So why did you use 2 to the power?
Because I'm now going to binary. And in fact, that's what I used in hex. But just in hex, it is the 41 in hex represents two digits, the 4 and the 1, and it represents four digits. Okay, so the 4 is represented here, the 1 is represented there. In decimal, I look at them all together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So do you always use 2?
Yes. And this is the decimal, this is the hex. So in the decimal, I look at the whole thing, doing a conversion to binary. And in hex, I look at, okay, groups of 4. And I can break it down into groups of 4. So there is something here about the codes, too. Notice when I came back over and I have written on these so many times that, okay, I've got, when I've got the binary, remember P, 01010000. Was 01000001. Okay. Now, how many bits do I need to represent the digits of the alphabet. Okay, I've got 26 letters of the alphabet, right? I've got 26 letters of the alphabet. Four digits only let me go up to 15, right? But five digits, the five digits here, if I look at the decimal of those, I've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, right? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, if I look at the five digits. So the five digits are enough to represent every letter of the alphabet. P has a 1 on there, and that means it's the 16th letter of the alphabet, because I've got that 16 turned on. If I go and look at this, it's the 16th letter, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, 16th. Okay? So it's the 16th letter of the alphabet. Let's look at what Z is. Okay, Z, capital Z, is a decimal 90 and a hexadecimal 5A. Okay, so Z is a decimal 90 and a hexadecimal 5A. So Z, which is the 26th letter, is a decimal 90 and a hex 5A. So I can write this out in the 16 digits in either way. I can take the 4 like that and say I want a 5, so I'm going to turn on the 4 and the 1. And I want an A, so I'm going to get 10, so I'm going to turn on the 8 and the 2. Right? 1, 2, 4, 8. 1, 2, 4, 8, and then make all the rest of them zeros. So, if I then look at the five digits I need for 26 letters, okay, I have to look at it with 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. Okay, so I've got 16 and 8 is 24 and 2 is 26. So these add up to the 26, which means it's the 26th letter of the alphabet. And if I do these in decimal, I've got a 64, just to totally confuse you, I get a 64, a 16, and a 1, which, no, I don't have a 1. Let's see. I have 64, 16, 8, and 2, which adds up to 90. So there's the decimal 90. So if I go in and use this, 64 is on, 16 is on, 8 is on, 2 is on, and I add those up, I come up with 90. So you can play around with these and basically get any letter of the alphabet. Now the stuff at the beginning is the code. If I look at anything with a 010 at the front, it's going to be an uppercase letter. Okay. So notice the consistency. That 010 at the front told me it was an uppercase letter. All of the uppercase letters have the 01 at the front. If I go back to my chart and I look at lowercase letters, okay, A is a 9761. Okay, so 9761. 1 in hex. So it's going to be 6 means what?
4 and 2.
It means 4 and 2. So I'm turning on the 4 and the 2, and I'm turning on just the 1 there. So what do you think the code is going to be for lowercase letters?
011.
All the lowercase letters are going to have 011. Just to prove it, let's look at lowercase z. Okay, so if I look at lowercase z, it is 122 in decimal and 7a. Okay, 122 in decimal and 7a. So the hex is easier, so what are we going to get in the hex? It's 0111, and then what's the A?
1010.
Yep. 8421, so it's 1010. 8 and 2 are turned on because 8 and 2 make 10. So if I look at this and divide it in half, I can see the 011 code, just like the lowercase a had in it. So all lowercase letters are going to have the 011 at the beginning. And then these, this is, if I go to decimal, that's a 16. 32, 64, 128. Okay? And so if I look at these, that adds up to 16 for 26. So I can see the Z is the 26th letter of the alphabet. So the difference is a capital Z was 010, and then the last 5 are the same. Okay, so a capital Z is going to be 010110010. Those telling me that it's 26. 011 telling me that it's uppercase. And notice the decimal was 122, so if I add up 64 and 32 and 16 and 8 and 2, I'm betting I come up with 122. What was the comment about Thanksgiving?
So what's the decimal for
that? Well, actually figure it out.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay, so Thanksgiving. Okay. We'll start with tea. We'll see how far we get at the tea. Okay, first of all, which is, how many letters in the alphabet are T to get to T? So here's where our fingers kick in. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. Looks like it's the 20th letter.
Sounds about right.
P, U, V, W, X, Y. I think I'm going off wrong.
It is 20.
You sure?
Yeah, 26.
Okay, T, but U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Yeah, that's 6 afterwards. Okay, so it's the 20th letter. Okay? So, it's capital, so what do I put at the beginning to tell it it's a capital?
010.
What do I have to turn on for 16, 8, 4, 2, and 1 to get a 20? 16 and 4. 16 and 4. The rest are zeros. So there's the T.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's have an H. Okay. So now let's get H for Thanksgiving. What's an H going to be?
0, 1,
010?
H equals 40.
010, and H is what letter of the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Eighth?
Yeah.
Eighth letter of the alphabet, right?
Yep.
Okay, so how do I write 8 over here?
100.
0100.
Yeah. So we now know what that is, right? It's an H. And let's double check ourselves. That's a 48, right?
Yeah.
If I look at them that way. So go in and double check yourself and see if an H is a 48.
Yep.
And an H is a 48, so we did it right. Okay, we all know what Thanksgiving, what an A is. Okay.
So you would have to do all that just to get a program to write Thanksgiving?
No, all I have to do is get a letter on the keyboard.
Yeah, that's what the computer is writing.
The keyboard's doing this.
So when we're using Microsoft Word, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So every time you hit the keyboard, every time you hit a capital T, that's what's created.
I never thought I'd say it looked like a chalkboard.
So, right. Every time you hit a T, that's what's created. Every time you hit an H, that's what's created.
That's the background stuff.
Right.
Wait, she wants the mentor paper in this.
No, because she doesn't want to read it. But you could do it if you had a lot of time.
A whole semester to get started.
Right.
The first sentence would be like 3 pages long. So
oh, yeah. But that's what's going on. And the reason why it's important to know this is if things go wrong, you can get a dump of memory. And you can figure out what actually is going on, because that's an accurate representation. There are lots of combinations that do not generate a character. Okay, you've only got X number of characters on your keyboard. There's more combinations than that.
So
asking it to just show you the characters, you see a lot of white space when there is no character. But having it show it to you in hex or show it to you in decimal, you can then figure out exactly what the binary is that's stored in that position.
So if you were reading, say, like a whole 2 pages, every 8 numbers, you would put a line in that.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Put a break in.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
If I see, you know, this string of ones and zeros, I start over here and I count 8 characters and draw a line, count 8 characters and draw a line, and keep going like that.
Next time they want 8-page paper.
But
it's all binary.
That's right. But do you actually see how this is working?
I've already forgotten why 010 means capital. We've gone over so much stuff.
010 means capital. Oh, okay, so what do numbers mean?
What
are numbers? If you look at the numbers in here, where are the numbers? There they are. So 48 is a 0 and 49 is a 1. Okay? So 48 is the decimal and 48 and 30. Okay. So for numbers, the number 0 is 48 in decimal, and what did I say it was?
30 in hex.
30 in hex. Okay, so if it's 30 in hex, that means what? Right?
Yeah.
2 and 1 are turned on here. 2 and 1 are turned on.
Oh, yeah.
To make the 3. Okay? So I've got 30. And if you look at 1, it's going to be these 8 digits are the only thing that gets changed. So it is 001 is the first 3 characters of the number. Okay. So basically, that's the way it works. Now, if you go and look at the homework assignment that I gave you, because that's right. Do you think I voluntarily took all this correcting? You got to be kidding me. I must care. And you want to learn it, so you must care. Therefore, or something like that.
When is the numbering assignment due?
Oh, next Thursday. It's a week from Thursday. So, if you look at the bottom of the assignment, the very last thing, and notice I said you only had to translate the top four lines. Okay. Okay. So this is a partial dump of memory. And this is the dump using hexadecimal. So, let's just look at the bottom line. What does that bottom line say? Forget the digits at the front. This is just the position. So 5A is the first thing. I mean, for one thing, you can go back to the chat and look it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's what a 5A, go back, and if that's the hexadecimal, you go to the chat and you look it up. And if I go down hexadecimal, 5A appears to be the letter Z, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then 5-9, what's 5-9?
Why?
Okay. Whoops.
Are they going to be, when they get that equation, will they have to, like, do the math for that? Like,
oh, it doesn't matter, actually, that
yeah,
one.
They can just use the
that
table.
You can just use the table.
So just a heads up, everyone.
Okay,
you can
just,
okay,
use, the
you can just
use the table for that.
I feel like I'm getting here, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Z and Y. Z, Y, space.
Right. But 5A is, okay, 8421. So I've got 4 and 1 turned on. And A, I've got 8 and 2 turned on. So this is, and this tells me that I know it's an uppercase, right? And I've got the 1 is a 16 when I do it this way. 16 and 8 is 24 and 2 is 26. So I know it's the 26th letter. And I know it's uppercase, so I know it's a Z. So even if I don't have the chart, I can figure it out. As long as I know that 010 is an uppercase. And then look at the last five digits, and that tells me that it's the 26th letter, so it tells me that it's a Z. The last five, did I say last six? It should have been last five. The last five. And this is the decimal conversion, so that becomes a 16. So 16, and 8 is 24, and 2 is 26. So I know it's the 26th letter of the alphabet. Okay. So what does this last one say? It says ZY 20. What is 20?
Space.
A space. So I've got ZY space, and then what's 44?
D.
A D? Lowercase or uppercase?
Uppercase.
Uppercase. Okay, what's 55?
Uppercase U.
U? What's 43?
C.
C. What's 42?
VK.
Huh?
It's 4B.
4B.
4B, what is it?
K.
K. And then 20 is a space. Okay. So that's the last line.
So these aren't going to make sense.
Not a lot. I think I actually wrote something about a lazy duck here, if you go back and look.
That's what I thought.
Don't be a lazy duck.
So I think this is the lazy duck stain. Okay. Especially since I see duck there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you only have to do the top four lines. You don't have to do the whole thing. But just write out the letters for the top four lines. Some of it's nonsense, I think. Now some of it is misspellings on purpose.
What's all the way to the left, like that column?
That's just the position.
Oh, just
the
position.
The first four.
Yeah, first four lines.
First four.
And you can use the table.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the hex math like crazy on
already
four rows.
That's
like yeah, that would hurt a lot.
Okay.
I hope you just listened to me.
Huh?
Oh yeah, no, that is a definite table that's worth having.
Yes.
You could even print it out and have a paper copy.
I'll have to put it in my wallet.
Oh, get a PDF, right. Get a PDF and put it on your phone. Okay, questions. Okay. Let me tell you about the rest of your life, as in this rest of this semester. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I just want to clarify, tomorrow I'll be here from 8 to 12. Anyone has any issues, I'll be here just chilling. You want to take advantage? Come on by.
Where?
I think it's going to be near. I mean, I'm going to be walking the halls if it's not
what
near.
Time is it?
Okay.
8 to 12.
He will tell the help desk where he is.
Yeah. Wait, when?
And so,
tomorrow.
8 in the morning till 12. Okay. But the help desk is that big area in the middle of the room.
Yeah, it's right
in there. And so he will tell the help desk where he's located. So if you can't find him, just go into the help desk and ask where Pat is, and they'll know.
Find a place. Like, it's not hard. You know what? Those of you who come at 8, just go to the help desk, and I'll find a room for everybody.
I mean, you can walk around today and figure out what room is available. I mean, worst case scenario, he'll stay in the lab in there.
Yeah.
If every lab happened to be taken, which I can't believe it would
be,
he can just stay in the lab and help you inside that main lab.
In fact, I'll take a walk right now.
All right. Have a good time. So that is where that stands. Okay. Next week, we're going to go back and look at access again. Just because we need another topic. That's right. We're going to go back and look at access again and look at it with multiple tables so that you understand the concept of multiple tables in a database. And then we will be done. So that means, let me take a picture of this so I don't lose it. If you look at the calendar, basically that means we will be here. And I will be going over stuff on the 6th and the 8th. No, wait a minute, the 2nd and the 4th. I'm going over stuff on the 2nd and the 4th. Then the following week, I will not be teaching anything. It will be an open lab in all my classes, which means I will be here on Monday from 11 to 2 in this room. I will be here Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 till 2 in this room, and probably staying long after to 3 or 4, but wherever. But all my classes basically are not being taught. I'm done with them all. And so we have open labs all that last week. Now, your final is a take-home final, and you will get it 1 week before it's due. So we're going to say that it's going to be due the Tuesday, because I think one might be Tuesday and one might be Thursday, so I'm just going to say Tuesday. And so the final is due on Tuesday, so I will put it out on the previous Tuesday. So you have it in your possession for a week, which means we're going to say the final is the 16th. One of the classes is the 16th, one is the 18th. I'm going to say everybody's the 16th.
Is it cumulative?
Oh yeah, it covers everything. But it's open notes, open book. The only thing you can't do is ask a friend. It's an individual project. But I will pass it out on the 9th. I will put it online on the 9th. And it's due on the 16th. Okay?
Why are you going to just bring up comments like
that? What? What?
That is saying it.
So, it will be passed out on the 9th, which means you can ask me all the questions you want during that week. It will not be an in-class exam, so I'm not going to be here on the 16th. I'm going to be home correcting.
It's the honest.
That's right.
She believes you ain't going to ask somebody else.
That's right. Except me, you can ask me for all the help you want. During that week, I'll be here, and also I'll be at home, and you can email me and ask me questions.
So when's the last class, actually?
The last day of classes for us would be the 11th, but the 9th and the 11th are both going to be all day labs.
Yep.
So they're going to be help labs. So the 9th and the 11th are help labs. I'm done teaching the week after Thanksgiving. And then we just have help labs. And Janelle usually does the same thing. So you'll probably be seeing, you know, she and I definitely try to avoid teaching the last week.
I mean,
okay.
116 all day tomorrow from 8 to 12.
Now, homework has to be in, I say, with great, on the 12th. But then I will take a couple of things, and I only mean a couple, over the weekend. Okay, but the main part of homework has to be in on the 12th. Now, if you want to pass in the entire semester's worth of work, have a good time, pass it in, and I will eventually correct it. But you're not going to get the grade, you're going to get an F, and then I can change that F. But if you pass in an entire semester's worth of work for me, I want to have Christmas, so I'm not correcting it until after Christmas. Then I will correct it, and then I will change your grade. But, you know, again, I will put the same diligence into correcting it that you put into doing it. Let's put it that way. Okay, yeah.
So that last week where it's just a free lab, we have everything done, we don't have to commit.
That's right. No, it's just, it's an open help lab, and if you have anything, everything done, you're in great shape.
Two for a day, 116.
Yeah.